In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
It is 8:07, 52 degrees and sunny in Chattanooga. Most of us are thinking about how we're going to get some extra rest, hopefully this weekend, because it's something that we crave in the busyness of our lives. And we're going to talk to Tessa Afshar about how to have a rested soul. Tessa's meditations create an oasis of calm when powerful storms of anxiety assail you, and she wants to bring hope and joy that can only be found in Jesus. And that she has written books that have been published in Publishers Weekly, CBA, ECPA bestseller lists, and they've been translated into many languages. And you may be familiar with her Bible study, The Way Home, God's Invitation to New Beginnings. Well, good morning to you, Tessa, and welcome back.
Good morning, Toby. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure for us to have you, to talk to you. Your voice itself is calming, and we know that some of the things you're going to share with us will be just what some of our listeners need.
I'm so glad that I'm able to share this journey with you because, you know, for many years, this was a private journey for me. It was something that happened 20 years ago when my life fell apart due to burnout and then resulting anxiety. And the Lord walked me through that season. It took a couple of years, but it was always between Jesus and me. You know, it was one of those things. And then recently, I felt like it was time to share it with others and to encourage others and give them the comfort that I myself had received from God.
Well, Tessa, I find that the best comfort comes from those who have been comforted by Jesus. And I'm just curious, you know, what started your battle with anxiety and discouragement that kind of led you on this journey?
That's such a great question. I think if you had asked me back then at that time, I would have said it was the external circumstances of my job. I had been working beyond sort of my strength, beyond my capacity, working too many hours, having too many responsibilities. And, you know, I think God for short periods of time allows this in our lives, but it's not meant to be a way of life. We're not designed for that. When you read the Bible, you see that the Bible's pattern is a pattern of regular rest as well as work. And I had been completely ignoring that. And I would have told you, well, I have no choice. It's just the way my job is. Mm-hmm. But as I started walking that path, one of the things I realized was, you know what? Actually, I did have a choice, but my idea of what responsibility or success looked like at my job was really broken. The Bible talks about like scales, that your scales have to be accurate. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought about this in terms of business, but my scales in terms of measuring myself were very broken. And I realized through this process that I had a wound of sort of rejection and abandonment. And I was trying to abandon proof my life by working way too many hours and just my idea of success, my scale being broken, because I was trying to make sure that I worked so hard and I worked so well and I did everything so perfectly that nobody would walk away. Nobody would reject it. Nobody would say, well, we don't want you. This isn't good enough. So, you know, trying to abandon proof my life by my scales essentially landed me in a heap of burnout. And then that burnout opened the doors of constant anxiety.
You're hearing from Tessa Afshar, sharing her journey, walking through anxiety and discouragement, and even some of those deeper issues of fearing abandonment, trying to control that. Thank you for sharing that, coming public with this journey. So many people are struggling with it. Can you talk about the three things you say that really helped you when you were moving through the journey?
Yeah, I mean, the first part is, I think when you are, and I believe you've referred to this earlier this morning, but the first thing that I realize is when you're in pain, when you're suffering, whether it's something physical, chronically in pain, or whether it's like me, it was this emotional battle with anxiety, it feels really lonely. No matter how loved you are, nobody else can crawl into that space with you. It's you and the pain. And so the first thing that I realized was I wasn't alone. I was sitting with my dad one day, and my dad had himself years ago gone through a season of anxiety. And I was trying to tell him how very frustrated I was, that I couldn't control it. I couldn't reason with it. And my dad just looked at me and said, "I know." And that was the moment I kind of realized there are other people who've gone through this. They're out on the other side. Jesus himself knows what it is to go through deep emotional pain. And I'm not alone. So that was number one. And then number two, I learned to find anchor points in this journey. And by that, I mean, those of us who are Christians, we read our Bible to some degree or other. We have some level of head knowledge of certain things. But that knowledge hasn't come deep enough. And when you're going through something like anxiety or discouragement, it's your soul doesn't access those things in your mind very easily. There's just a fog there. And so one thing I learned was to go so deep into certain things that would really speak to me, that as soon as I said the word, I felt the rest of God, the rest that comes from the peace of God. For me, one of those words was Father. This may not be for, like, someone may be listening who had a terrible relationship with their dad, so this may not be your word. You'll have to find your own anchor points. But for me, Father, I had to really study it in the Bible. Well, what does that mean, that the Father is with me, that he'll never leave me, that he'll never reject me, that he will protect me, that he will shield me? What do all those words mean? And focusing on that and studying that, until every time I said the word Father in the midst of anxiety, in the midst of discouragement, I instantly felt a calming effect, so that at that point, then I could pray and enter into the well-being of God. And then finally, there are blocks to your anxiety. There are blocks to your peace. There are blocks to your rest. All of us are in different places. So you may be struggling, for example, with jealousy you were talking about a little bit. Well, that really blocks the rest of God from coming in. So you have to identify what are the blocks in my life, and you have to one by one go through that. So for me, one block was this block of abandonment and recognizing I am myself trying to exert a control in my life so that I will not be abandoned. And that blocks anxiety. So recognizing the blocks you're actively producing in your life.
We're talking with Tessa Afshar right now. She's got a book out called The Rested Soul, 30 Meditations to Quiet Your Heart. And Tessa, thanks so much for joining us and sharing your personal stories this morning.
It's my pleasure. I love doing that.
Well, Tessa, I had just another question for you. As you've been talking about weariness and discouragement, in your book, you talk about the importance of simple rest in the midst of that. What does that mean?
You know, that's such a great question, Penny, because I'll just give an example from Jesus. After Jesus resurrected, we see him by the shore, like all the disciples have gone out and they're fishing. And it's another failed attempt at fishing. So they've been fishing for hours. They must be exhausted by now. Their nets are empty. And they come back empty-handed without really having anything to show for it, but also exhausted. And this is the first point I want to say, is sometimes you feel like you don't deserve a rest because for whatever reason, you don't have anything to show for it. You've been working as hard as you're able to right now in this season, and yet you have nothing to show for it. So you think, oh, I don't deserve a rest. And that's not the way it works in the kingdom of God. In fact, Jesus is waiting there for them. And what's he doing? He's cooking for them. Mm. And he's saying, come and have breakfast. And you have to remember, like, the fate of the world is at stake. He still has to explain to them. He still has to send them. The whole world, like, needs them to be ministering at this point. And what does God start with? Simple rest. Mm. There are seasons in life when you are going through discouragement, anxiety, and whatever it is that you're struggling with. And yet Jesus says, don't forget simple rest. It's not whether you deserve it. It's not whether you've earned it. It's just that you need it. And the Lord wants you to have it. Don't withhold that from yourself.
I love that we shouldn't look at ourselves as not deserving of rest or a nap. I think I sometimes do that, Tessa, where I'm like, oh, you don't need to lay down right now. You need to do this. You need to do that. But actually, maybe the best thing I could do is just take a nap or just relax and listen to music and allow those times of rest. And I think we do fight against that sometimes in our culture. And another thing that I've noticed that people sometimes do when they are feeling anxious or sad, and maybe they're even feeling ashamed of that, like they shouldn't feel that way, they start to make their world very small. They don't go out. They don't talk to people. They start to isolate. And you said you had a season where your world was getting small. Can you tell us that story?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me, one of the ways anxiety started working in my life, now I'm a homebody anyway. I love being at home, but I've never had a problem like going out and hanging out with friends. I love that as well. It's really a big part of my life. But while I was going through this battle with anxiety, I noticed that just leaving my home became a battle. And there was one time that I was invited to the house of this beautiful couple at our church, and they were making me dinner. And I realized that just going there was making me so anxious that every cell in my body just wanted to drive right back home and hide in the house. And what I recognized at that point is that there are battles in life, whether it's anxiety, whether it's a season of depression or discouragement, whatever it is that you're going through, that there is a spirit behind that wants to make your world really small, that it wants to diminish your world and rob you of whatever God has for you. And you have to battle against it. At the same time, there are certain things, like in that season, my mom and my sister and I, we were supposed to go on this girls' trip together to Florida. And I realized as I was going, my anxiety was really high. And as I prayed, I had a sense like, this is too much right now. You are pushing too far and you need to postpone this. But the problem was their disappointment. So in order for me to protect my heart, I'd have to deal with the fact that I would disappoint them. And I didn't know how to do that. But Jesus was trying to show me how to protect my heart. And so this is a season where you really need a lot of wisdom. And Jesus is called Wonderful Counselor. That doesn't mean a therapist in the Bible. That means an advisor. Like that word in Hebrew was the one who would advise the king what to do. So this is a season in your life where you're going to really need to come close to God and be advised by him. When is it that you have to push against the walls that are pressing in on you and want to diminish your life, want to rob you of what God has for you? And when is it when you need to say, no, this is a place where I need to shield my heart, where I need to protect myself in a smaller context?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for that. We've got to go to him with all of this that we're wrestling with, and sometimes not even understanding our own behavior in that. And so just as we close, Tessa, will you just share just a quick word of encouragement directly to someone who is anxious and discouraged and in need of rest?
I just want to tell you, God has an end for this. God knows how to walk you through this. When you are deeply discouraged, you need to know that Jesus is in this with you. He's been through seasons of discouragement himself on earth when right before the cross, So he knows how you feel. He's not in a place where he doesn't care. He absolutely cares for what you're going. Hold on to Jesus tighter, because at the end of this season, and it may not come to you all at once, like you're longing for an all at once answer, but God is giving you little by little answers like he did for Israel. And hold on to this little by little season of God's revelation, of God's healing. Through every little place of his response, something is being added to your soul that you didn't have before this season. And he is faithful to see you through.
Amen. The name of the book is The Rested Soul, 30 Meditations to Quiet Your Heart. It's by Tessa Afshar. Tessa, thank you so much for being with us today.